Okay, good morning, everybody. Today's daf is Vachem Daf Lamed Beis. We are holding on the bottom of Lamed Aleph and Beis. We are at the Mishnah at the beginning of the third parak of Maseches Vachem. Today's shir is once again sponsored by Dr. David Lander in honor of his wife and children and Lila Nishmas, his mother, Golda Basimcha Shalom. The Neshama should have an aliyah. What we're going to discuss today is the following. First, the Mishnah is going to talk about who may do shechita. Is that something that is only for Kohanim? Is it okay for Zarim? Is it okay for other people who normally are not allowed to do the Avodah? And what happens if an Avodah is done by a apostle or an Avodah is done in an incorrect way? What sort of machshavos matter when it's when done by people who otherwise are not allowed to do the Avodah? Then the Gemara is going to discuss whether a Zar can do shechita even l'chadchila, because we're going to see in the Mishnah that a non-Kohen may do shechita. Is that a din b'di? Or is that it didn't even l'chadchila that he's allowed to do shechita? The Gemara is going to discuss, and what about a tameh? The fact that a tameh can do shechita, is that a din l'chadchila, or is that only a din b'di'avad? And that's going to lead the Gemara into a discussion of bia b'miktsas. Is bia b'miktsas shma bia or lav shma bia? When a tameh is not allowed to enter certain places, what if only part of him enters into that place? He sticks his hand into that place. Is that called a violation of entering into a place where a tamei person is not allowed to enter? Then the Gemara is going to discuss, can a tevul yom enter harabayis in order to be metayer himself from tumas mitzora so that he'll be able to bring the Karban Pesach? Meaning, he's got a more severe tumah of tumas mitzora that he needs to get rid of, but the only way to get rid of tumas mitzora is by going into the azar, going into the harabayis. But he's a tevul yom, he's not allowed in harabayis. But the stakes are very high because it's Erev Pesach. And if he remains a mitzora, he can't have a Karban Pesach. But if he doesn't remain a mitzora, he will be able to have a Karban Pesach. Karban Pesach is a kares. So is an asesheish bokares. So do we overlook, you know, do we look past the fact that he's a tevul yom in order to enable him to have taras mitzora so that he'll be able to bring a Karban Pesach? Then at the end of the daf, we're going to discuss when we allow a more serious tumah, does that mean we also allow a less severe tumah that goes along with it? Meaning, when we find heterim for certain levels of tumah, does that mean that included in that heter is that level of tumah and everything else beneath it? If a person has multiple tumos, a person could be both a balkari and a tamei meis, right? A person could be both a mitzora and a zav. Right, so do we say that if we're going to allow certain things for the more severe level of tumah, that we're necessarily going to allow the less severe levels of tumah as well? So let's begin the third parak of Maseches Zvachim. So says the Mishnah, Kol psul shashachtu shchitasun ksheira, any possible person who's not allowed, meaning a person who's possible to do avoda in the Beis Hamikdash that does the shchita of a korban, such a shchita is kosher. Shashchita ksheira bazarim, a shchita is kosher when a zar does the shechita, meaning someone who's not a kohen. Ubanashim, shechita is kosher if a woman does the shechita. Uba avadim, and if an eved knani does the shechita. Uba tameim, and if a tamei person does the shechita. Vafil b'katshe kachim, and this is true even with karbonos that are katshe kachim, that they're allowed to do the shechita. So b'vach liu tameim nogin b'basar. Thing is, a tamei person cannot touch the basar in order not to be metame the basar, because he'll be metame the basar, he will then passel it. So when we said that shechita is kasher with all these people, so let's go through a little bit more slowly. We said nashim are on the list, that nashim are able to do shechita. L'chora, once you say that a zar can do shechita, there's no chiluk by a zar between an ish and an isha. Why do you have to then add that nashim are able to do shechita? By the psul zar, an ish and an isha are exactly the same. So Tosfos in Maseches Chulin and Daf Beis writes that there's a chiddush by nashim, because there's a chiluk between ish and isha when it comes to avodas hamizbeach from Kabbalah ve'elach. Meaning when it comes to Kabbalah and halacha and zrika, so a kohen, you can't have a zar, only a kohen could do it, but only a male kohen could do it. Kohanim are ksherim, kohanos are psulos. So one might have thought that by shechita as well, that there's a chiluk between, maybe it's a din in avoda that you need a male to do the avoda, that even though a man is a zar, he's kosher to do the shechita, but maybe women are apostles. So that's why the Tana wants to be mechadish to us that women are kosher to do the shechita as well. In the Sefer Taras HaKodesh, he quotes a Tosfos in Chagigah Daf Tazayin that we learn that learns the chiddush slightly differently. That the chiddush of our Mishnah is that the Gemara over there says that women are excluded from the din of smicha because the pasuk says daber el bnei Yisrael, so we darshan bnei Yisrael v'lo benos Yisrael, and then the pasuk says v'samach yado al rosh ha'ola. So we see that benos Yisrael cannot do v'samach yado al rosh ha'ola. They cannot do smicha. So Tosa says, well, by shchita it also says it's also written in that shchita is also mentioned in that pasuk. So shouldn't we exclude women from shchita as well, based on the same drasha? So Tosa says, no, you cannot passel women because there's a riboy to be machshir women from shchita. So the Taras HaKadosh explains that the riboy is from the fact that the psul of women kohanos is derived from the pasuk about kabbalas adam. So it sounds like up until that point, a woman would not be a psul. Being a woman would not be a psul. Up until that point means shchita. So that's how I know. That's the chiddush of our Mishnah, that shchita is kasher for nashim as well. Now Tosfos brings a raya from a Gemara in Daf Lamed Beis that explains that the Mishnah says, Mishnah uses the lashon b'diavad, right? That shchita is kshera b'nashim. Why does it only use lashon b'diavad? Are women able to do shchita even the chadchila? So the Gemara says, because temeim are only kosher to do shchita b'diavad, but nashim, the implication of the Gemara, even the chadchila are able to do shchita. Meaning the Gemara is going to ask, why does the Mishnah formulate that all these possible people are able to do shchita b'diavad? Forget about b'diavad. The chadchila, they should be able to do shchita. The Gemara says, no, because a tamei person, it's really only b'diavad. Does not say because nashim are really only b'diavad. It sounds very clearly that nashim are l'chadchila. So Tosfos raises the question that it says in Hilchos Eretz Yisrael, which is some early sefer, that nashim are not allowed to shecht because daitan kala. So how can the sefer Hilchos Eretz Yisrael say nashim are not allowed to shecht l'chadchila? Our Mishnah seems pretty clear based on the way the Gemara understands it that nashim are allowed to shecht l'chadchila. So he says it must be that the Hilchos Eretz Yisrael that says that nashim are not allowed to shecht, because daitan kala is a chumra bialma, but really meikra din nashim are allowed to shecht even the chadchila. The Taz in Simon Aleph in Yaredeya in Hilchos Shechita quotes Tosfos in Maseches Kiddushin that avodos that are kosher for a zar like shechita and hefshet, nashim and avadim are also kosher. However, that's only b'dieved, but the chadchila only ksheir miyuchasim are able to do the shechita. So the Taz asks, what do you mean? Tosfos over here says that it's kosher even the chadchila. That nashim are allowed to do the shechita, even the chadchila. So the Taz answers that Tosfos and Kiddushin also holds that min adin, it's mutter the chadchila for women to do the shechita, but they on their own decided not to do the shechita, or there's some sort of chumri yaseira not to allow them to do shechita. I think Rav Soloveitchik explained that the hesitancy or the reason the minhag developed that women don't do shechita is that it used to be in most communities in Europe, there was a rabbi of the community, and the only other knowledgeable person in many of the community was the sheikh. So if the rabbi was ever out of town for something, the sheikhit was the one who was like the assistant rabbi. He was the one that handled all the shaylas. So it was because you can't have women rabbis. That's why women stopped doing the shechita because it became a position of sarara, became considered to be similar to a rabbinic position. So that's as far as nashim. What about avadim? It says avadim are allowed to do shechita. So the Torah in Yerodeh Simon Aleph writes, avadim mishuchrarim can do shechita. Well, avadim mishuchrarim, that means that he's not an eved. That means that he's just a regular Jew. So the Beis Yosef asks, obviously avadim mishuchrarim can do shechita. They're just that's a Yisrael. That's a regular Jew. What's the hava amina? So the Bach says, forget about that it's obvious, the Torah is mashma that only avadim mishuchrarim are allowed to do shechita, but an eved who's still an eved is not allowed to do shechita. But our Mishnah says that avadim mishuchrarim, that even avadim, so it sounds like avadim sheina meshucharim are allowed to do shechita l'chadchila. So the Taz suggests that an eved meshuchar misvara, it does not have the full status of the Yisrael gamur, and he brings a raya from a medrash to that effect, and he says so there is a chiddush in the din of the Torah that avadim meshucharim are allowed to do shechita, and he says from the medrash we learn that whenever it says avadim stam in the Mishnah, it always means avadim meshucharim, and that's what our Mishnah means, that an eved who's still an eved, maybe he cannot do shechita. Maybe it's only Avadim Mishukhrarim. And the Nekudas Sakasif on the side of the Shulchan Aruch in Siman Aleph in Yerodea says, what are you talking about? How can you say every time it says Avadim, it always means Avadim Mishukhrarim? It's clearly not that way throughout Shas. Right? Clearly, when we talk about Lashem Avadim Ketanim, it's always talking about, almost always talking about Avadim or not Mishukhrarim. So a very, very difficult Chiddush. Then the next item on the list we said are Temeim. Anything about Temeim? So Rashi writes that we're talking about someone who's Tamei with Tumas Sheretz, where he's not metame kelim, or even if he's tame b'meis, but he shechts not using a kli, he uses a chromis shalkana, he uses a sharp-edged leaf or something like that, which is a din of pshute kliyates, and it's not makabel tuma. But if someone is tame with a severe level of tuma, he cannot shecht with a knife, because he's metame the sakin, which is a kli, and the sakin will then be metame the basar, and that will passel it from akrava. So the Rambam writes in the Perush HaMishnayis that even if he's nichnas b'shogeg or b'mezid, and he does the avodah, and he violates the iser of kenisa b'migdash b'tuma, nevertheless his shechita is still going to be kosher. That doesn't say anything bad about his shechita. Now the Mishnah says, what's the problem of the tamei? He can't shech kachem kachem v'lachlu tameim nogin b'basar. The tamei people cannot touch the basar when they do the shechita, because they're going to be metame the basar. Question is, how exactly are they going to be metame the basar? Tosas asks the kasha, in order to be metame ochlim, it needs to be hukshar lekabel tuma by first coming in contact with a mashke. So dam is true, it's one of the mashkim that are machshir lekabel tuma. So but dam kachim is not machshir lekabel tuma. It's a din that the Gemara has misach psachim. Dam kachim is not machshir lekabel tuma. So where did this basar ever become hukshar lekabel tuma that we're worried that the tame guy doing the shechita is going to touch the basar, be metame the basar? It was never hukshar the kabel tuma. So Tosa says, yeah, but that same Gemara that says that dam kachim is not machshir the kabel tuma says chibas hakodesh is machshir the kabel tuma. That sometimes you have something that's so chashuv that it's hukshar the kabel tuma means that something is only considered a food is only considered ready to eat. It's only considered really complete. It's only considered something that will be ola al shulchan once it came in contact, once it's been washed, once it's come in contact with one of the liquids. But basar kachim is so chaviv that it's already considered ready to eat. It's already considered something that's all al shulchan malachim. So it's already considered something that's special enough that it's ready to receive tuma. Okay, so far all we said in the Mishnah is that people who are not allowed to do the avoda are allowed to do shechita. Lefichach, since they're allowed to do the shechita, hein posin b'machshava. If they have the wrong machshavos when they do the shechita, it will create pigul and pasul if they have machshava chutzuzmano, chutzumakomo, because they're just a regular person doing shechita. V'kulan shekiblu asadam, and all these psulim, if they do kabbalah sadam, chutz lizmano, now they're not allowed to do kabbalah sadam, they're allowed to do shechita, but kabbalah, halacha, zrika, that's not for them. So if they do a kabbalah sadam with a machshava of chutz lizmano, v'chutzumakomo, or with a machshava of chutz lizmano, so they had a machshavas pigul, or a machshavas psul, the im yesh midama nefesh yachzar kosher v'yakabel. If there's still dama nefesh left in the animal, well, a kosher kohen could go back, do a new kabbalah sadam, and it's totally kosher. The carbon is totally kosher, meaning their machshava didn't ruin the carbon, because their kabbalah sadam is not a kabbalah sadam. So the fact that they did a kabbalah sadam with a pasul of machshava, thinking chutzuzmano, does not render the carbon pigle where we say, oh, okay, now it's gone, it's done, we can't do anything with it. No, the carbon is still kosher. You just still need to do a kabbalah sadam, because the psulim that did kabbalah sadam doesn't work. So you're going to need a real kabbalah sadam. So you got to have a kosher or kohen go back and do the kabbalah sadam. There is a discussion in the Gemara and Daf Lamed Daled, whether the Reish Lakish has whether psul is also shirayim, that if a psul is zorik the dam, does that cause that the remaining dam that remains in the neck of the animal is shirayim and is not kosher for zrika on the mizbeach anymore, or is it eina osa shirayim and the dam of the behema is kosher the zrika? So Rabbi Yochanan says in the Gemara that a psul is ein osa shirayim, that the whatever is remaining is in the animal's neck is still kashal uzrika. So both Rashi and Tosfos point out that the suffix is only if the apostle was zorik the dam. That's a gemar of the avoda. But if all the apostle did was he was mekabel the dam, then for sure it's ein osashirayim. So therefore, our Mishnah is not commenting on that discussion of psul osashirayim or not. Meaning our Mishnah says, after apostle person did the Kabbalah Saddam, we can go back and get more dam from the animal. Let a Kohen Kasher go back and get more dam from the animal, do a proper Kabbalah. What do you mean? If you hold a Psulos Shirayim, so as soon as apostle person did an Avodah Saddam, it should passel all the dam that's left in the neck of the animal. No, Psulos Shirayim is only if apostle person did the Zrika, because that's the Gemara of the Avodah. But if apostle person, says Tosfos, did the Kabbalah, that's for sure not Osa Shirayim. You for sure could still go back and get more dam from the neck of the animal, and that's what our Mishnah is telling us to do. That if there's dam and nefesh, yachzar kosher v'yikabel. Let the Kohen kosher go back and be mekabel that dam. Good, kibel kosher. So the kosher person is mekabel the dam. V'nasan l'psul. Let's say a kosher person, meaning a Kohen, a male Kohen, tahar, everything, did the Kabbalah Saddam. And then he says, he goes over to apostle person and says, do me a favor, hold this for me. Right? So he hands it to apostle person. Yachzir l'kosher. No problem. Just give it right back to the kosher person. Let the kosher person do the zrika. It does not apostle the dam. The Gemara we had already a few weeks ago discusses whether halacha shelo beregel is shema halacha or not shema halacha. When you just hand something to someone, is that called a halacha or is that not called a halacha? So the Gemara says that if halacha shelo beregel is lo shema halacha, so our Mishnah might mean over here that even if the Kohen Kasher handed the dam to apostle and that advanced the dam closer to where it needed to be, and then the apostle person handed it to the Kohen, went closer to the Mizbech, Kipshuta, so that's a halacha shelo beregel, and that's perfectly fine. But if you hold that halacha shelo beregel is shema halacha, then the apostle person handing the dam is going to be a halacha shelo beregel, and that should be a problem. So you have to say that he didn't advance the dam in any way, that you stayed exactly where you are, and he handed it back to you, so it was not halacha shelo beregel. Kibel b'yamino, if let's say the Kohen Kasher was mekabel dam properly using his right hand, and then v'nasan l'smola, and then he transferred the dam to his left hand. So yachzal yamino, put it right back in your right hand, and it's perfectly fine. It does not passel it. Kibel b'kli kodesh, if he was mekabel the dam in a klei shareis as he is supposed to, v'nasan l'kli chol, but then he empties it out into a klei chol, into something that's not a klei shareis, yachzal l'kli kodesh. He puts it right back into a klei shareis. It's fine. Nothing. There's no permanent psul in doing that. You can just put it right back into a kli shareis. Nishbach mina kli ala ritzpa v'asafo kasher. Didn't we already had earlier in the Masechta that if it's already in the kli shareis and then it spills onto the floor, he could just gather it up, put it back in the kli, and proceed with the karban. Remember, we distinguish between that versus if it goes straight from the neck of the animal and lands on the floor. That's something that cannot be fixed. And that is a psul. But once it's already, you did a Kabbalah in a Kli Shareis, so then even if it subsequently spills after you're a Mekabel in a Kli Shareis, you could just clean it up and put it back in the Kli Shareis and proceed with the Avodah Saddam. Nisanu al Gabe Akevesh, let's say by the Zrika Saddam, you put the dam instead of on the Mizbeach itself, on the ramp of the Mizbeach. That is not a valid Zrika. Or Shalok Keneged HaYisod. You threw the dam on the Mizbeach, but on a part of the Mizbeach that doesn't have a Yisod underneath. The Yisod of Mizbeach did not wrap around the entirety of the Mizbeach. It only wrapped around two full sides and a tiny bit on the other. So if you put on the Mizbeach on a part that does not have a Yisod underneath it, which is an invalid Zrika, or Nasanasinitanin Lamata Lamalan, you take the blood of a karban where you're supposed to put the dam beneath the Chuta Sikra and you resorik it on top of the Chuta Sikra, higher than the Chuta Sikra, which is the line of the midway point of the Mizbeach, Vesanitanin Lamailan Lamata, or you take dam that is supposed to be put Lamaila mi Chuta Sikra and you resorik it Lamata mi Chuta Sikra, Vesanitanin Bifnim Bachut, or you take dam of a karban where you're supposed to sprinkle the dam on the Mizbeach HaPnimi, and you put it on the Mizbeach HaChitzon, you got confused about which Mizbeach to put it in. Vesayin Tanu b'chutz b'fnim, or vice versa. In all of those cases, it is a pasul azrika. It's pasul to put it on the ramp. It's pasul to put it on the mizbeach where there's no yisod. It's pasul to put it in the wrong height, in the wrong spot in the mizbeach. It's pasul to put it in the wrong mizbeach. All those things are pasul. So what do you do? Is it something that's correctable? Yeah. Im yesh dam nefesh, yachzar kasher v'yikabel. If there's still some dam nefesh, let a kasher go back and be mekabel that dam nefesh, and that would fix the problem. So that's the way to fix it, says the Mishnah. Now says the Gemara, we had said at the beginning of the Mishnah that shechita's kasher is kasher to be done by pasul people, by a zar, by an isha, by a tamei, all of these things. But it says shachatu, that their shechita is kshera. If they shech, their shechita is kshera. So d'yevad in the chadchil lo, that makes it sound like it's only a din b'dievad, that a non-kohen doing shechita, a tamei person doing shechita, is only a din b'dievad. But the chadchil, we would never allow such a thing. So Raminu, but I'll ask you a stira from a brisa. The brisa quotes the makar for the idea that pasul people are allowed to do shechita, and it says by the karbonola, the pasuk says v'shachat has been a So use the term v'shachat, shechita b'zar k'sheira. From the fact that it doesn't say v'shachat ha-kohen, we are medayek that shechita can be done by a zar. Sha shechita k'sheira b'zarim b'nashim b'avadim b'tmeim v'afilu b'kachi kachim. Because shechita can be kasher, is kasher by zarim, nashim, avadim, t'meim, even on kachi kachim. So the brisa continues, Oeinu ela b'kohanim. Are you sure? Maybe it's only that kohanim are allowed to do shechita. Are you sure that it means when it just because it doesn't say v'shachar ha-kohen that it means that all the pasul people are allowed to do shechita? Sa amarta v'chimayin basa. Wait, why would you want to say that it's only a kohen? Where would you learn that from? Where does it say a din of kahuna anywhere that would indicate to you that shechita needs to be done by a kohen? What would give you that impression? So the Bryce says, well, miklal shenemar, from the fact that the pasuk says va'ato uvanecha itcha tishmeru es kuhunaschem l'chol dvar ha-mizbeach, that it says all mizbeach related matters need kuhuna. So yachalaf b'shechita. So I would think that shechita requires kuhuna as well. It's also a dvar ha-mizbeach. It's also avodas ha-mizbeach. So tamalomer, that's why the brayse has to say, that's why the pasuk has to say rather v'shachat es ben habakar lefnei Hashem v'hikrivo, and Gemara doesn't quote the key words, v'hikrivo b'nei Aaron ha-kohanim es adam. Those are the next words. And the hakrava is done by b'nei Aaron ha-kohanim es adam. So v'hikrivo means kabbalah sadam. So the kabbalah sadam is done by the Bnei Aaron HaKohen. So you see from there, Mikabal Ve'elach Mitzvahs Kuna. It Dafka doesn't mention Kohanim by Shechita, and Dafka only starts mentioning Kohanim from Kabbalah. So you see, from Kabbalah and on, that's where you require a Kohen. It didn't say it by Shechita, so Limin al Shechita, Shekshir B'Kal Adam. So Shechita could be done by anybody. This Brisa makes it pretty clear that even the Chadchila, so isn't that a stira to our Mishnah? Our Mishnah said that Shachatu, Kol HaPsulim Sheshachtu, all the Psulim that do Shechita, the name of the parak is called psul. All the psul that do shechita is going to be kosher, sounds b'di'evan. Here the Brisa says, we only mention any requirement for kuhuna from Kabbalah ve'elach. Prior to that, even the chadchila, you can have pasul people doing the shechita. Says, answers Gemara, hu adin dafilu chadchila nami. The truth is, pasul people can shecht even lechadchila. Umishum de kabayi lemisna temeim, but because the Mishnah is going to mention among the list of pasul people who are allowed to do shechita, it mentions temeim to lechadchila lo, where a tamei person lechadchila is not allowed to do shechita, gezeira shema yigu babasar, because there's a gezeira, they might come to touch the basar of the carbon, they'll be metami the basar, they'll pasul the basar, so tana shashachatu, meaning all the other psulim in the Mishnah, an isha, a zar, all of those other psulim, even lechadchila, they're allowed to do shechita. The only one who's not allowed to do shechita lechadchila is a tamei, and it's a gzeira midraban unless he come to touch the basar. Tosfos raises the question: Why is it gzeira lest he come to touch the basar? Shouldn't it be gzeira lest he come into the azara and he'll violate an isra of knisa b'mikdash b'tumah? Meaning, isn't that a bigger concern? And Tosfos brings a raya that we're choshesh for that because the Gemara in Maseches Yoma has a safek according to Ben Zoma that a tahor person that's nichnas la azara requires tevila as well. Are you allowed to shecht outside of the Azara, or do we have to be choshesh that when you shecht outside of the Azara, shema yikanes? So we see that whenever you're letting someone do shechita, there is a concern, shema yikanes. There's a concern you might come into the Azara. So why don't we say, asks Tosfos, on Lamed Aleph and Beis Tosfos raises the question, why don't we say that the reason a tamei person can't do shechita l'chadchila is not because he's going to touch the basar, it's because he might come into the Azara. So Tosfos says, no. The Gemara in Yuma was talking about a tahar person, where if you assume that even a tahar person needs tevila, so there's a chashash that if the tahar person does the shechita, he's going to come into the Azara. Because a tahar person is going to think that it's mutter for him to come into the Azara. So there's a greater chashash that he'll enter the Azara. As opposed to Mashenkin by a tameh, where he's not allowed to go into the Azara, and it's an Isser Kares for him to go into the Azara, he's going to be much more careful about going into the Azara. So we're not so worried that a tameh person that does the shechita is going to enter the Azara. We are worried that since he's dealing with the animal, that he's going to touch the basar of the animal, and that he's going to ruin the basar, and that's why he's not allowed to do shechita l'chadchila. The Cheshek Shlomo in Maseches Menachos writes that by Karbonos HaYachad l'chadchila, there's a mitzvah of the Bailim to do the shechita. Meaning when an individual brings a carbon, not a carbon tzibur, the person who should be doing the shechita is the Bailim of the carbon. The Bailim of the carbon very often, obviously, is a zar. So if shechita is kshera bizar, even l'chadchila, the most l'chadchila thing is that the zar should do it. Because the shechita is hukash l'smicha, we say take of the smicha shechita, the shechita smicha, that they're supposed to, smicha is done, is compared to shechita, smicha is done by the bailim, so the shechita should also be done by the bailim. But that's when it comes to a carbon yachid. When it comes to the carbon tzibur, like a carbon tamid, the Meiri writes in Maseches Yoma, l'chadchila should be done by a kohen, even though by other karbanos, it's l'chadchila done by a zar, but they would be mefayis on the shechita of the carbon tamid. We learn in Maseches Tamid, they would draw lots about who gets to do the different parts of the karmen tamid. There were several kohanim that were involved in the different avodas of the tamid, and one of them is the shechita. So the implication is that that's something that a kohen would vie for. So it seems that that when it comes to a karmen yachid, the most l'chadchila thing is that it should be the bailim, even if he's a zar. We prefer the bailim over a kohen. When it comes to a karmen tamid, the preferred thing is that it be a kohen, because they were mefayis for it. When it comes to every other karmen, not a karmen yachid, and not a carbon tamid, then it could go either way, right? That sounds like it could go either way, that it's perfectly l'chadchila for a non-kohen to do it, perfectly l'chadchila for a kohen to do it. So ask the Gemara, wait, you're telling me that a shechita is kosher for a zar and for an isha, and a tamei, it's just that a tamei is only b'diavet. B'tamei, b'diavet, shapir tamei. Is that really true? That a tamei b'diavet is able to do the shechita? That it works if he does the shechita? Uruminu, I'll ask you a stira on that. The pasuk says, v'samach. It says that, v'samach yadol rosh olav v'nisal l'chaper olav. And then right after it says, v'samach, it says, v'shachat, as ben abakar, is the very next pasuk in the first parak of Sefer Vayikra. So the Torah puts those two dinim, one right after the other, to teach me, mas mi that just like smicha needs to be done only by a tahar person, so too shechita is only kosher if done by a tahar person. So since the Braisa darshans the pasuk that a tamei is pasul to shecht mida oraisa, so obviously it's going to be a psul b'dievet as well. So answers the Gemara, no. A tamei person is not pasul to shecht mida oraisa. It's just that l'chachila midrabanan, it's a gzeira midrabanan, lest he come to touch the basar. That's all it is. The Braisa has a drasha. It's not a drasha. The Braisa's drasha of the hekish between smicha and shechita, and just like smicha shouldn't be done by a tamei, shechita shouldn't be done. It's not a drasha. It's an asmachta. It's an asmachta to a din derabanan, but clearly it's only a din derabanan. It's not a din d'oraisa that a tamei person should not do the shechita. Now in the Gemara we see clearly that the din of shechita being kasher dafka b'torim is only a din derabanan. The hekish to smicha is only an asmachta. What about the smicha itself? Is the fact that a tamei person cannot do smicha, is that a din d'oraisa? Meaning, are we only saying, look, yes, a tamei person is not allowed to do smicha, but the fact that we compare a shechita to smicha, that's only a din d'rabban. Or are we blowing up the whole thing? We're saying, the hekesh is right, smicha and shechita are the same, but smicha doesn't require a tahor person. Maybe smicha on a d'oraisa level could be done by a tamei person. So the Rambam in Maisar Kabanos, Perek Gimel, Halacha Yud Aleph, writes that a tahor person should do the smicha, But if a tummy person did the smicha, that's valid as well. So some of the Nosei Kelim on the Rambam, the Kesef Mishnah says, you see that the Rambam holds that the din that you need a Torah person to do the smicha is likewise only derabanan. That the hekesh may be a good hekesh, but the din of smicha that you need a Torah person for smicha may only be a din derabanan. Not everyone's convinced that that's what the Rambam means. Anyway, so it says more maishna smicha tichsiv lefnei Hashem. Why is it so pasha to the Tana that smicha is kasher only with tahorim? Because it says lefnei Hashem. Lefnei Hashem is in the azara. Tameim are not allowed to be in the azara. Well, shchitanami by the same token. Lefnei Hashem. It says Lefnei Hashem in the context of Shechita as well. So how come Shechita is okay with Tamei people, at least B'diavet? So it says, Efshar David Sakan Arucha V'Shachit. You can shecht an animal Lefnei Hashem without you being Lefnei Hashem. You can take a very long knife, you stand outside the Azara, the animal's in the Azara, and the knife reaches into the Azara, and you'll do the Shechita. So therefore, it doesn't violate Lefnei Hashem just because you're a Tamei person. You're outside of the Azara, doing the Shechita of an animal that's in the Azara. So it says, well, can't you pull off the same trick for smicha? You just need to lean your hands on the animal. Put the animal in the azara. You stand outside the azara. You just stick your hands into the azara and do the smicha that way. What's the problem with that? Says Mark, because if you're tameh, not only are you not allowed to go in the azara, your hands are not allowed to go in the azara either. Partial entry into the azara is called entry into the azara. Rav Chista Masni Ibcha, Rav Chista learned the drasha and the brisa of the opposite. That he learned it, that it was a given that shechita can only be done by a Torah person, and we're saying, if shechita can only be done by a Torah person, smicha must also only be done by a Torah person. And then the Gemara asks on that, Maishna shechita d'chsiv l'fnei Hashem, why is it that you're so convinced shechita needs to be done by a Torah person because it says l'fnei Hashem? Well, smicha nami k'siv l'fnei Hashem. Smicha should also need a Torah person because it says l'fnei Hashem. So it says, no, by smicha, efshar d'mai eliyade v'samich, you could stick your hands in and you'll be outside of the Azar and you're perfectly fine. Says Marvel Shitanabi, Afshad David Sakan Aruka Vashachit. By Shita also, you could just use a very long knife into the Shita without entering into the Azara. So says Mara Hamani Shimuna Timnihi. This is Bryce is assuming like Shimuna Timni. Titania Vishakras ben Abakar Lefnei Hashem, Veloa Shochet Lefnei Hashem. You shecht the animal which is Lefnei Hashem, but the Shochet doesn't need to be in the Azara. So it's Dafka the ben Abakar that has to be Lefnei Hashem, has to be in the Azara, not the Shochet. Shimon HaTimni Omer, but Shimon HaTimni disagrees. He says, Minayin Shu Yadav Shoshochet Lefnei Min HaNishchat. How do I know that the Shochet also needs to be in the Azara? Essentially is what it means. Tamal Omer, Vishakras ben Abakar Lefnei Hashem. Shochet is ben Abakar. Yehei lefnei Hashem. Not only does the ben abakar need to be lefnei Hashem, the shochet es ben abakar needs to be lefnei Hashem. So the din of shechita being kasher only by tahorim, l'chor, according to Shimon HaTimni, is a din d'araisa, not a din d'rabanan. Our Mishnah said that a shechita is kasher with a tameh person, and we asked in the Gemara, wait, kasher only b'diavad sounds l'chadchila? No, and the Gemara said, right, on a d'araisa level, it's kasher l'chadchila, and mid'rabanan, we say don't have a tameh to person doing a shechita. Shimon HaTimni is saying, Midoraisa don't have a tummy person do shechita. It's derived from a pasuk that he's not allowed into the Azara. So it's against the din in our Mishnah. So the Keren Ora writes, it could be that even Shimon HaTimni would say that even though Midoraisa, the shochet has to be in the Azara, if a tummy goes and he enters into the Azara and he shechts, the shechita is going to be kosher b'dievet. He said it could be that Rav Chista is coming to explain the Mishnah why a tummy person is not allowed to shecht l'chadchila. According to this understanding of the Brisa, you don't need a chashash of Shema Yigu B'Basar. Even leaving out Shema Yigu B'Basar, it's because he's not allowed to go into the Azara. But if he does go into the Azara and he does the Shechita is still going to be kosher. But Pashtus is that it's against our Mishnah. That's how the Keren Ora tries to make it like our Mishnah. Okay, says the Gemara, Amar Ula Amar Ish Lakish, Tamei Shechnis Yado Lefnim Loka. A Tamei who sticks his hands into the Azara is Chayv Malkus, Shenemra B'chol Kodesh Lo Siga, and the end of the pasuk is the important part, Vela Migdash Lo Sava Ad Melosi Metara. He's not allowed to go into the Migdash. So Makish Bia L'Negia, the pasuk in one phrase to the next talks about Chol Kodesh Lo Tiga, about touching, and then the next phrase, Vela Migdash Lo Tavo, about entering. So apparently, whatever is called touching is called entering as well. Ma Negia B'Migdash, just like partial touching is also called touching. So Shma Negia, that's called the Negia. negiya, and it says, so if you touch part of your body touches kachim, so that's metame the kachim. So that's how negiya always works, right? You're never touching every spot of something, it's always a partial touching. So av bia b'mikdash shma bia. So to be a b'mikdash, part of your body entering the mikdash is considered an entry into the mikdash, and that's shma bia. There's a chakira in the Achronim how to understand bia b'mikdash. Is it kibias kulo or no? It's a different type of bia called bia b'mikdash, and bia b'mikdash is also shma bia. It's not that we say when there's an isra of bia b'mikdash, it includes even mikzas of you. It's that there's a din of you going into the Azara when you're tamei, and there's a separate din of bia b'mikzas. So if you look carefully at Rishonim, Rav Elchanan points out, it seems that Rishonim argue in that chakira, whether the bia b'mikzas is just a broadening of the definition of bia, or it's saying that no, it's a separate issue called bia b'mikzas. But anyway, Eisvei Rav Hoshaya Lula, Rav Hoshaya challenges Lula from Brisa that talks about a mitzora on the eighth day of his Tara process, which is the day he's supposed to bring his karbanos, and he's supposed to have parts of his body enter the Azara in order to have the dam of the Asham and the Luk Shemen on the Tunuch Oza and Hayimanis and Bonos Yadav Ragl of his thumb and his big toe. So Mitzor Shechal Shmini Shalom, if his eighth day of his Tara process, where he's supposed to enter the Harabayis and parts of him are supposed to go into the Azara, Nios Erev Pesach, let's say it's Erev Pesach, Vura Keri Boba Yom V'Tavel. And he became a Balkeri that day and he went to the mikvah for his, so he's also Tvul Yom. So even though another Tvul Yom would not be allowed into the Beis HaMikdash, Zen Nichnas, this guy is allowed to go into the Beis HaMikdash because he's got to take care of his tzaras. Mutav Yavu Asei Sheish Bokares, Vidcha Asei Shein Bokares. So because he's not bringing Korban Pesach, and Asei Sheish Bokares. Well, that's more important, takes priority over Balkeri, a Tvul Yom of Balkeri, who is not allowed to go into the Mikdash, which is Asei Shein Bokares. Rabbi Yochanan disagrees. He says, Dvar Torah, filu asei einbo. On a Doraisa level, a Tvul Yom from Tumas Keri doesn't have any Isra say not to enter our bayis. Shenemar, Vayamud Yoshavat Mekal, Yudobi Yushalayim, Vives Hashem, Lifnei Chatzar HaChadosha. My Chatzar HaChadosha, why in the days of Yoshavat does it refer to the Harabayis as a Chatzar HaChadosha? It wasn't brand new. So I'm Rabbi Yochanan, Shechitshu Badvarim. They were Mechadish Nu Alachos. Varmu Tvul Yom, Al Yikani Semach Nelevia. And that's when they made the din midrabanan that a Tvul Yom is not allowed to go into the Harabayis, into the Machne Leviyah. So the whole Isra of a Tvul Yom is only a din midrabanan to begin with. So the machlokas over here is, why is it that a guy who's a Tvul Yom is allowed to go into the Harabayis on Erev Pesach when he's trying to get to achieve Taras HaMetzora? Is it because they, granted it's an Isra Doraisa for him to go into the Harabayis, but we're willing to forego that Isra Doraisa in the interest of having him bring Korban Pesach? Or is it, nah, the whole thing's only in the Rabbanan to begin with? V'yam r'biyah b'mikzah shma biyah. But wait a second. If you can say biyah b'mikzah is shma biyah, heichim al yadi b'bahonos. How could this mitzaru, who's a balkeri, put his thumb and his big toe into the azara? Idi v'idi asei sheish bo karesu. Because that's an isra kares. Granted that a tevul yom going into the harabayis is a machlokas, whether it's an isra d'orais or an isra d'rabbanan. But a tevul yom going into the Azara, that's an Asay, that's Yesh Bokares, that's an Isur Kares. Samlei mitunach, he says, from that which you're trying to burden me, I'll burden you, meaning I could be docha, your kasha. Shiny mitzora, the din of mitzora is different because it's a gzeres hakasav that allows him to enter into the Azara, even though he's a mechusar kipurim, and a mechusar kipurim is not allowed into the Azara. Hol v'tu l'tzrata, v'tu l'kiruya, that if we allow him to go with tumas tzras, will allow him to go with Tumas Keri. So Amar Rav Yosef Kasavar Ula, Ula's holding that Ruban Zavim Venasu Timei Mesim, let's say Rov of Klal Yisrael had Tumas Ziva, which is not a reason to bring Karban Pesach B'tuma. But then Venasu Timei Mesim, then on that day they all became Timei Mesim as well, which is a reason to bring Karban Pesach B'tuma. Halva Huchul Tumasim, Huchul Zivasad. Once we allow the more severe Tumah of Tumas Meis, so we're going to say, okay, we'll overlook the less severe Tumah as well. Amalei Abayi Midami, Tumah Ishtarai Ziva Lo Ishtarai. Tumas HaMeis came last. So that is hutar, but the ziva that came prior should never became hutar. So he said, no, maybe what he meant was as follows. Ruben Tamei Mesim, if they started out as Tamei Mesim, and then Venasu Zavim, Hol Vahuchul Tumas Muchul the Zivasan, then once we allow the Tumas Mesim, we'll allow the ziva as well. So Amalei, in. Rabbi Yosef said to Abai, that's exactly what I meant. Vakati Lo Dami, but you still can't compare that to the case of Mitzora, who's a Balkari. Mitzora Heterahu. A Mitzora is Heter Gomer for him to put his thumb and his big toe into the Azar. Hol Vishtari Ishtari. So once that's mutter, it's mutter for everything, for being a Balkari as well. But Tuma Duchuyehi, a Tame Mesprin Karm Pesach, that's only Duchuya. Lahayid Chay Loy Loy Chay. We're only Dochid for Tumas Mes and not for anything else. So Amalei Rava Adraba Ibcha Mistavra. Mitzora Heteru. Mitzora is a Heter. I would say Lahoy Shtarei Laha Loy Shtarei. That we're Matir for his Tumas Taras to go into the Azara, but not for his Tumas Kari. Tuma Duchuyehi. But Tumas Mes is only Duchuya. Mali Chad Duchuya, Mali Shtay Duchios. What difference does it make if you're being docha one din of tumor or two? But it seems that everyone agrees that when we allow Tamei Mesim to bring the Karban Pesach, that's only a din of dechuya betzibur. That's not a din of hutra. Okay, Beis Hashem, tomorrow we'll pick up with Lema Misayela. Everyone have a great day.
Thank you.
Yeah.